proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session. Today we begin a series on mountains in the Bible. Mountains serve as prominent features of any country's landscape. Because of their lofty elevations, mountains have often symbolized significant attainments in the country's history. Several mountains mentioned in the Bible are associated with noteworthy events which occurred in those locales. Over the course of this series, we will look at several of these prominent elevations. Today we look at Mount Moriah. The Old Testament mentioned Mount Moriah in two separate places. According to Genesis chapter 22, God directed Abraham to offer his son Isaac there as a burnt offering. Centuries later, Solomon began his initial construction of the temple on Mount Moriah, as recorded in the third chapter of 2 Chronicles. The name Moriah derived from two Hebrew words meaning seen of God. Some Bible students associated the location known as Moriah with the locale called Moreh, a place where Abraham built an altar. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, God instructed Abraham to, quote, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offerings, upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of," unquote. God thus directed Abraham to enact the sacrifice in a specific geographical area, not necessarily on a specific mountain. Abraham complied with God's directive. He traveled for 3 days until he reached the land of Moriah. After he arrived, Abraham ascended the mountain with Isaac, where he offered his son as a burnt offering. Why did Abraham do this? He reckoned, in the words of Hebrews chapter 11, Abraham reckoned, quote, that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, unquote. God did not allow Abraham to go through with the intended sacrifice. Instead, God provided a ram for a burnt offering, something suggested earlier when Isaac asked about a sacrifice, and Abraham replied with words to that effect. King Solomon chose Mount Moriah as his location to build the temple. 2 Chronicles chapter 3 is the only section of scripture that specifically mentioned Moriah. The parallel passages in 1 Kings did not do so. The site of the temple had previously served as the threshing floor of a man named Araunah, also known in the Bible as Ornan. David purchased the property from him for 50 shekels of silver, a transaction recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 24. On that occasion, Araunah offered to give David oxen for sacrifice and threshing instruments for kindling. However, David insisted on paying for everything. After David built an altar there and offered sacrifices, God withdrew the plague that he had sent on Israel as a punishment for David's sin. Moriah first gained prominence in the Bible because of Abraham's act of offering Isaac. The writer of Genesis 22 noted that, quote, "Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen," unquote. At Mount Moriah, God beheld the extent to which Abraham would go to obey him. God there confirmed his promises to bless the patriarch. Solomon selected Mount Moriah as a fitting place for the temple based upon those associations. Ezra and Herod would later add to that structure. In our day, however, only the western wall of the temple still remains in Jerusalem. Nonetheless, Mount Moriah was a prominent place in the Bible, a place where God interacted with people and worked wonders. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.